The rally was one of several across the country sparked by the passage of legislation restricting abortion in Texas, but protesters targeted Wisconsin legislation as well. Madison resident Maravic Valencia says she came because she was born in 1973, the year the Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade, guaranteeing a woman's right to a legal abortion. She has five daughters.
So it's just always been a given for me and my children, and I have a sister, and we've all been personally affected by these types of reproductive choices, and we've had the privilege, I guess, of having made those decisions between ourselves and our family and our doctors, the people that should decide.
Valencia is worried about a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would grant personhood to a fetus. Pro-life Wisconsin spokesman Matt Sandy backs the measure. He says the goal is to make sure abortion is outlawed in the state if and when Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Simply extends the inalienable right to life already found in the Wisconsin Constitution to all preborn children from the beginning of their lives.
Abortion rights activists like Maravic Valencia call that proposal absurd.
I mean, if I'm pregnant, do I get to then claim that six-week fetus on my taxes because they're a person? I haven't had them yet. I mean, the whole thing is patently ridiculous.
Tomorrow, a federal judge in Madison will consider blocking another state law that requires doctors performing abortions at state clinics to have admission rights at nearby hospitals. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.